That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. The building and trades field, long male-dominated in every aspect, but there is a growing attempt to get more young women interested in construction. Women in Construction Week is the first full week in March as the spotlight shines on efforts to get women into building their own futures. And we talked with Stephanie Hintermeister of Bush Construction, who's also with the Quad City chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction. So, Stephanie, what really is the purpose of Women in Construction Week? Because, I mean, it really does highlight a need in the construction field.
Yeah. NAWIC's mission is to enhance the success of women in the construction industry and to provide awareness of the opportunities that we as women have available to us, and then also to emphasize the growing role of women in the industry. So WIC Week helps us bring more visibility to that mission. And so then chapters celebrate throughout the whole week with tons of different events like networking, job site tours, workshops. We do some community service projects and our favorite, the Hard Hat Happy Hours.
I do like that. What is interesting is that, I mean, the statistics just still blow me away. Only about 11% of construction workers are women, but really only one out of 100 are in the field. Most are in office jobs of that sort. But you really want to get more women out in the field. And it seems like the way society has changed, that's more accepted.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's great. I myself am an office employee. I'm a project coordinator at Bush Construction, so I do spend the majority of my time in our office. I'm very lucky that I am able to go and visit the different job sites and attend meetings at our job sites and pretty much do what I need to do to help me learn more and be better in my job. As far as being able to go out into the field, I'm not, you know, picking up hammers and doing anything like that, but it's still like cool to be able to get out there and see the progress. I really think that we need to start at a younger age, like showing girls and guys that construction is like such a viable option as a career path, because there's so many different things you can do in the construction industry. Like, I think also young people may have like a stigma in their mind about that construction is out, you know, yeah, like I said, like banging the hammer and, you know, building a building, but there's so much more to it than that. You know, we need the architects, we need the designers, we need the field guys, we need the office support, we need project managers. There's so much to it, and I don't think that kids or younger people, women, know that about the construction industry. So that's another reason why being a NAWIC member is so important, so that we can bring that awareness to others. Well, I didn't know it.
Yeah, but you do now. And construction is in so many different ways. I mean, there's housing construction, there's commercial construction. But one of the biggest construction projects in the Quad City history was the new I-74 bridge. And one of my favorite pictures is this one that we're showing right now. Of all of those women that were part of the I-74 construction project, I mean, this, I just think that's such a great picture. What does that mean to you?
It's really special. I unfortunately didn't get to attend that job site tour. I really wish I had, but I wasn't a member yet. But it's still listening to the stories of the women that did get to participate and that did work for companies that did play a part in the bridge construction. It's just like amazing to me to be a part of things like that. And even smaller projects around the Quad Cities, like I drive around, you know, with my, I have younger kids. I drive around with my kids and I'm like, hey, Bush Construction built that. Like, and you know, they're just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So I just think it's special. And it's like, it's just exciting to get to be a part of these awesome, big, important projects around the Quad Cities.
And it's not just, like I said, not just the big ones, and you pointed it out too. There's small ones as well. There's just so much work to be done. And it's interesting because I got this another statistic that says new construction industry jobs are expected to balloon by almost 2 million workers this year nationwide. I mean, it really does underline the fact that workers in construction and trades are needed, both men and women.
Absolutely. We've all seen, you know, every different type of job and career and business has seen it with what's going on with the pandemic and everything else. So there are shortages and price increases and all this. But yeah, the labor shortage to me is like the most important thing. So if we can get these kids out of high school and out of college and into the trades and into construction, like there is a definite need for it, and it's a positive thing. And so I just think we need to be better as an industry at catching them young and getting them excited and doing anything and everything that we can to like bring awareness to both men and women that the construction industry is where it's at.
Well, and let's be honest, the trades in the area, the trade unions, the plumbers, the pipe fitters, the electricians, they all have apprentice programs. They all have areas where people can, you know, you don't have to be just a young kid. You can be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s if you want to change a career. I mean, there's so many opportunities to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like one of the cool things about the construction industry is that you don't necessarily have to have attended a 4-year college and have some big degree. You can go to technical school or community college, or like you said, like the apprenticeships. That way you're earning your money while you're learning how to do your job. And so I think that would be one of the better things about it, is that you can get out there right away and start making your money and then learn how to do the different things, like you said, like electricians, plumbing, all those specialties, those trades. It's nice that that's a route that you can choose to go that way. You know, not everybody wants to go to a 4-year school and to know that that isn't your only option in the construction industry, I think is very important.
Well, as you said, I mean, WIC, Women in Construction, you've been trying to talk to young people well before college, I mean, high school kids, to get them at least slightly interested in the trades. How is that going right now? Because I got to tell you the truth, if you find your niche, if you find that, oh, I love building, you know, frames any type of construction, or I really do like the electrical, or I really do like pipe fitting and plumbing. I mean, are you reaching those kids?
I certainly hope so. We try to, NAWIC tries to, and all of our members, our individual companies that we work for, I think are very good at trying to do different things to get out there in the communities to the younger kids. Most recently at St. Ambrose, they had, just this week, actually, they had a STEAM event. So NAWIC was there. We had a table set up so that we could talk to you about construction. We had an activity. So that was like one of the things that we've done most recently to get out there. But then we also, I know the Quad City Schools last year started the Step Pathway program. So we actually, NAWIC, our local chapter, was able to sponsor 2 female students that actually signed to begin an apprenticeship as electricians. So that's pretty cool. And then there's different, I know a lot of the schools now are starting with like the eighth graders, like eighth grade career fairs. So we like to try to participate in things like that too. Just so we can show you, yeah, like you said, like starting them off, like fight when you're in eighth grade, like that's when you're, you know, you kind of start figuring out, you have some definite things that you're good at and that you like. So yeah, catching them young, I think, is very important. Bush Construction is actually next week, in celebration of Women in Construction Week. We are holding our 2nd annual workshop, with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois. And, we do a Build Like a Girl workshop. So this year we are building birdhouses, because last year that's what they said they would like to do next time. So we just kind of like to get out there and show the girls that they can do everything that the guys can do, and that building can be fun, and that there's there's all types of different projects that you can build. And like you said, like it's all different types of construction. There's houses, there's commercial, there's just like the individual trades. So I think just doing as much as we can, catching them young in the schools with different events and fairs and just anything, word of mouth. I know, like I had mentioned before, my kids are younger. So, you know, I'm always talking to them about, because I have a boy and a girl. So I'm always talking to them about construction and that they can both do it and, or neither one can do it. They can do whatever they want. But I just think it's very important. The younger we can catch them, the better off we are. And just to show them like how cool this stuff is.
Stephanie Hintermeister of Busch Construction, also with the Quad City chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.